Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
It's time again, and thanks for tuning in to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Tim, happy to be here with Amanda, and we're yet again highlighting another top economic developer in North America. Amanda, tell us about your conversation.
Thanks, Tim. I got to speak with Todd Battle this week. He is the president of the Kenosha Area Business Alliance in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He's been there for almost 11 years. He's high energy, well-rounded in the profession. He's a great problem solver. And like you mentioned, he's received many awards, including the Wisconsin Top 40 Business Professionals under the age of 40. So I am excited about the conversation that we had, and I can't wait for you to hear. So enough from Tim and I. Let's listen to what Todd has to say. Hi, Todd. Thank you so much for joining us today on North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, and welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy to be here, and thanks for the recognition.
Well, you were nominated by your peers, so we can't take credit for that, but congratulations to you. And we'll just jump right in. The first question that I want to ask you is, what's one thing that everyone should know about you?
You know, to just say one thing, I just talk a little bit about my family. I'm a very proud father of two beautiful daughters, and my wife and I are having a lot of fun raising them. So that'd be one thing I'd want everyone to know.
Excellent. And how about your career in economic development? How did you get started? How did you choose this field? And how did you get to where you are today?
Yeah, good question. Does anyone really choose this field? I think that's the question. Right out of college, I did an internship between my junior and senior year of college and really liked the profession, liked the opportunity it afforded me in this internship. And then immediately upon graduation, went to work for a very small rural community in northern Michigan that had kind of an immediate need. And I just kind of fell into the job, started working there as their first employee, and just have loved the career ever since in terms of how dynamic it is and all the different stuff that you get to be involved in.
You know, I'm actually surprised at how many people have told me, how many of the top 50 economic developers, that is, have told me that they started out by an internship. I think that is pretty incredible. Is there one project that you can tell us a little bit about that you are maybe most proud of in your career so far?
Yeah, probably one I'd point to that's just kind of fresh in my mind because it's really recent would be efforts here in our community to attract a firm called Kenall Manufacturing. You know, and the reason I point that out is I just think in economic development, there are certainly projects where you look at and understand the entire impact of the project and you're just particularly excited about it. In this instance, they moved their entire operation into Kenosha, Wisconsin. They've built a new 350,000 square foot manufacturing facility, and this is now kind of their corporate office as well as their engineering and production and everything related to their company. This is kind of their entire company, lock, stock, and barrel, has put its roots down in Kenosha. And it was just the process of working with the company and their site selection team and our community and state and other partners to secure the project was just a great experience. And we're really excited that they have chosen Kenosha and just recently started operations here.
That's fantastic. That sounds like a great win for your community. And just like there are successes in this industry, there are also projects that fall through. Can you tell us maybe something you've learned about a project that didn't go the way you hoped it would?
Yeah. You know, it's always good win, lose, or draw to do some sort of an autopsy and look at what worked or what didn't and what maybe you can learn from it. I would point to an attraction project from a few years back. And I think the lesson learned there was as much as we tried, we really didn't put ourselves in the client's shoes. We kept selling them on the community and its attributes and its advantages and why it was good for their business. And I think in the final analysis, we kind of learned that for them, the biggest concern was the possible disruption to their workforce for a move this significant. And we just failed to put ourselves in their shoes and realize that, you know, that was their number one concern. And we probably hadn't adequately addressed it. And while we were sitting there selling the attributes of our community and why this would be a good location for them, we didn't really understand from their perspective what was kind of the key driver. And I think that was definitely a takeaway that we've learned from.
Yeah, those are great insights and something I think everybody listening today can definitely learn from. So talk to us a little bit about your community. What does make it so great and what makes it unique?
Yeah, Kenosha County, Wisconsin, we're a community of about 170,000, and we're sandwiched between the Chicago metropolitan area and the Milwaukee metro area. And, you know, I think the thing that makes us unique, I mean, obviously that's a great location from an economic development perspective, but I think we've looked to those two larger metros and looked at their strengths and weaknesses, and we've also tried to figure out how our community can strategically position itself as a complement to those two markets. You know, we can't necessarily be similar to them in a lot of ways just because of the amenities or the infrastructure that they might have as a multi-million person metro area, but there's a lot of things that we can do that they might not be able to do that complements the greater region. And I think that's where Kenosha has really kind of found its stride in economic development.
Absolutely. And what about your organization? Tell us a little bit about the team that you work with and that you've built.
Yeah, so that's one area I'm particularly proud of. I mean, I think we've worked very hard to assemble a very professional and motivated and energetic team. The people on our team are, first and foremost, they're great people. And then in addition to just being great people, they are passionate about our community and economic development. You know, we have a core group of folks that are kind of in our organization. We also have two sister organizations where, you know, their staff are essentially parts of our team, and that would be like a downtown development organization and a young professionals organization. So I feel really good about the team we've assembled, and I really think they do a lot of great work in the community. So I'm very proud of that.
Fantastic. And how do you and your team define success for yourself as a leader and then also for your organization?
You know, we certainly, like many organizations, we would have metrics and a scorecard, and so we're going to measure jobs and investment and those typical types of things. Many of us as individuals have management by objective type goals, and we're certainly looking at those. But I think, you know, when it comes right down to it, maybe a better measure is we always want to, with our community leadership and our board, we always want to be looking at, are we doing important and meaningful work that is having a positive impact on the community and the people that live here in the overall business climate? That's perhaps a little bit harder to measure at times, but I think we always are kind of looking in the mirror and saying, is the work that we're doing having the right and positive impact on our community and moving it forward?
Absolutely. I think it's great to measure those tangible things than sometimes those things that are a little less tangible. So thank you for sharing kind of both sides of that coin. Mm-hmm. As a leader in your organization, I'm sure that you have learned a lot of lessons over time. Are there any lessons, maybe one or two, in leadership that you've learned that you'd like to share with us today?
Yeah, I think in terms of leadership, I think everybody is constantly learning, and I certainly would admit that I'm still learning all the time. I would say, you know, if I had to point to something right now that, you know, is a lesson or an area I'm really working on, it would be servant leadership, just kind of the concept and the attitude of servant leadership. If there are times when, you know, I'm maybe falling down or not providing the type of leadership I should, I would say a lot of times it's because I might have a tendency to get overly self-focused. And I always like coming back to, I think leadership is done best when it's, and it's most authentic when it's focused on other people. And I just think I and many leaders, we need to constantly remind ourselves of that and kind of follow and embrace this theme of servant leadership.
Yeah, that is great advice. It's definitely not something that's easy to do, and even furthermore, not something that's easy to admit. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Couple more questions and then we'll let you go. What's something that keeps you up at night in terms of your community, your organization? What are those things that are running through your mind that you just really wish you had an answer for?
Yeah, I mean, like probably most other communities right now, I think a lot of us in the profession are really trying to work on things like the skills gap, workforce development, and talent-related issues. And I think as we see our economies improving and we see companies hiring and expanding, I think a lot of us are looking at our workforce and looking at our community's demographics and looking at pending retirements and really just wondering where are our talented workers going to come from just in terms of the pure numbers. So that is certainly an issue that I think a lot of us are wrestling with. And the other, maybe more acute or specific for our areas, we recently have put more emphasis and effort into downtown revitalization. I think we've got a community that's doing very well economically, but for whatever reason, some of the economic development success we've had throughout the community hasn't necessarily made its way to Main Street. And I think for us, I think those issues are correlated. If we want to keep and attract and retain talent in the community, we need to have a thriving, vibrant city center. And so I think those are a couple of issues that we're putting extra attention on.
Great. And this last question may be something that you're just going to reiterate from your previous answer, but as you look to the future, what do you think are the most important things for communities and economic developers across the industry to really be focusing on primarily?
Yeah, you know, this could be different for different organizations, and certainly the community you're in and the needs it has will dictate a little bit of how your organization responds. But I think we as an organization and we in the profession, we have this wonderful opportunity to work in this space, really kind of in partnership and kind of in this space in between what the private sector does and what the public sector does. It's a cool opportunity, but increasingly it requires us to be flexible and dynamic and agile, and we need to fill gaps. So in most communities, the private sector has a clearly defined role of leadership and what it's going to do in the community, and similarly the public sector does. And I think there's kind of a lot of space between those two areas that oftentimes economic development professionals and organizations need to be in the space in between, working with those parties, bringing them together on common issues and figuring out how they're going to move the community forward. And that's where I increasingly see our role in our community is kind of working with the public and private sector to drive the community forward.
Great insights, Todd. Thank you so much for your time today and for speaking with us and our listeners. And most importantly, congratulations on being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.